One other issue before we go back to this case, just in so much interest in immunotherapy, although so far pancreas doesn't seem to be very involved other than these MSI patients. But for the usual run-of-the-mill pancreatic cancer, what's known about mutational load and PD-L1 levels?
So the answer is PD-L1 expression is seen in, if you look at sort of the largest series, in up to 10% of patients, but that is not a predictive biomarker for sensitivity to immunotherapy for pancreatic cancer. So you can test and look for expression, but just because they might be PD-L1 high, that does not indicate that they're going to be sensitive to immunotherapy. And then on the whole, if you look at sort of the spectrum of tumor mutational burden across solid tumors, pancreatic cancer tends to run on the lower end of the spectrum. So you'll occasionally have a high TMB patient, but that's really more the exception rather than the rule. Patients on the whole generally tend to be on the lower end of that spectrum of mutational burden.